Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Julie Florian, and she's Program Director for Health Promotion Strategies. That's through the Iowa Department of Public Health. Good morning to you, Julie.
Good morning, LaVon. Thank you for the phone call.
You bet. And I want to talk mostly about vaping, because there are people I talk to and they go, I don't know what that is. It's in the news. So let's start with, what is vaping?
All righty. Vaping is the act of using an electronic smoking device that is battery-operated vaporizer, which liquids, nicotine, chemicals, and flavorings are heated. And when it is inhaled and exhaled, an aerosol cloud, which they call a vapor, is released into the person's respiratory system and into the air.
Okay, so we still...
Now the liquid...
Yeah, go ahead, Julie. Go ahead.
And the liquid is called juice or vape juice or e-juice. And this is where they add the chemicals and the flavorings and the nicotine. And this is what's causing the problem now, is the chemicals that are being put into. It's sold in retail stores, over the internet, and then where the problem is, people are making their own.
Oh, well, that's a whole new thing to do, isn't it? And the related question I have that kind of goes with it is, what are juuls and what's juuling?
Okay. People buy these cartridges to put into their smoking device. And the product is called Juuls. And when you use it, it's called juuling. They're juuling when they use the Juul product. And there's other products that are called Glow and Mojo and Blue X and Fuse and Halo, different electronic smoking devices. So you may hear those terms too. But the popular one is the Juuls, because it is so easy to hide for teenagers to use. It just looks like a little computer USB port, and it's just easy to use. The electronic smoking devices, they can also look like pens or makeup compacts or like a deck of cards or a small cell phone. So it's really hard to tell, you know, what these products are.
And it's become a big problem in schools, partly for that reason, because it's so easy to hide.
Right, right. Yes. And teenagers are getting hooked easily because there's an increase of nicotine in these products. It's so condensed. So the tobacco companies, you know, they're having a customer for life, you know, once they get the teens hooked on the nicotine. And, some of the ways that the teenagers are getting the e-cigarettes, you know, nobody under the age of 18 are supposed to have and use these electronic smoking devices. So a lot of them are obtaining them from their parents. A lot of them, adults 18 and over, are purchasing the products and reselling them to the youth. And then teens are purchasing prepaid Visa and MasterCard, and they go on the internet and purchase their electronic smoking devices and their liquids over the internet. And it's shipped to their home or to an address in a brown box, and they don't know what they're receiving.
And this was all supposed to be so much healthier, right? We can quit smoking our regular cigarettes because this is going to be healthy. Not so.
Yeah, that's what it's, and it's sad that we have to lose lives before something's done about it, but it really could have been beneficial to help people to stop smoking if it would have been controlled when they first came out on the market.
Okay, interesting. So, Julie, this, as you said, it's a problem, and we've been hearing on the news people are dying in result of vaping. So how are we going to cut down? How are we going to prevent this from happening? How can we prevent all those things that you said are happening?
Well, first off, the FDA needs to get more involved, more regulations. You need to contact our legislators and give them your opinion, what you think about the product. Also, as adults, we need to take responsibility with the younger youth. If we see somebody using or purchasing these products, we need to be informing law enforcement or school officials or the parents when we see something. And we also need to be examples for the youth.
Yes, always strong. So are there some resources to help us all learn more and help in backing off and preventing?
Yes. Like, you know, a person decides to buy or to use tobacco products, but also a person can decide if they want to quit. And there's some free resources out there. The Iowa Department of Public Health just put out a new website, a new program for teenagers. It's called My Life, My Quit. And there's a website they can go to, mylifemyquit.com. It's all for teenagers to help them to stop vaping and tobacco nicotine use. It also has a lot of resources for education people, for community health people, for health educators. There's just a lot of information there. They help the teenagers. Once they contact them, they develop a plan. They help them to realize what triggers them to use the product and also refusal skills. And it's all online, text, and phone support. So it's a really good website for teenagers.
And
also then for...
Well, I was going to say, what's the easiest way? What do you enter to find that web?
My Life, My Quit.
Okay.
.com.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. Is the website. And okay. Then for teenagers 13 years and older through adults, there's the Quit Line Iowa. And it is Iowa's free stop smoking, vaping, chewing, and coaching line. It's all a free service. You can go to quitlineiowa.org. Or you can call 1-800-QUIT-NOW, which the phone number is 1-800-784-8669. And it is all a free service. Again, they will help you, you know, set a quit plan, set a date, help you with all kinds of questions, all kinds of information. And again, you can do it by phone, email, text, or even chat on the website.
So it's been made really easy if you have any interest at all. And maybe it's, if you're concerned about teenagers, maybe it's a parent or maybe it's just a friend who says, I want to help, and why don't you look at this? Just take a look.
Yes, and they also... Even if you just have questions, you can call the quit line and they will send you free information.
Okay. Lots of free information provided by our public health. So, Julie, are there people in your program who would go out to groups to give talks and answer questions?
Well, we've been in great demand these last couple weeks.
Imagine that.
We do some, and also the Iowa Department of Public Health, the Tobacco Division, does some presentations.
Okay.
So we can help also on the web, Iowa Department of Public Health, under the Division of Tobacco. There's just gobs of it, lots of information.
Okay. And... locally, I'm just going to mention our group CLEAN, that if they have questions about these resources, say, I didn't get all that, can you help me? That group could help also in some way get the resources out there. So, Julie,
yes, we
want to thank you very much, Julie Florian, with the health promotion strategies under Department of Public Health, for bringing us up to date, kind of making us more aware. At least some of us need to be more aware of what's going on with vaping. And so we thank you very much, Julie.
And thank you, LaVon. Have a good day.
Thanks. Until next time, here's the thought. Take care of your body. It's the only place you have to live.